sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the third Sunday of Easter, April 14th, 2024, entitled Disbelief to Power. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, Google, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
What we will be has not yet been revealed. This third Sunday of Easter perhaps prompts us to pause briefly as we're encouraged by the lections that we read today to take a look at from where we've come and where we are at the moment. The Bible is a unique piece of writing. The high priest, the scribes, the elders, the skeptics, and the curious all had condemned Jesus as a scoundrel and blasphemer. He was guilty as charged. The governor, the Roman soldiers, interested bystanders, and criminals had condemned Jesus as a traitor and rebel. He was guilty as charged. Even God seemed to confirm the verdict. With no rescuing angels, no last-minute acquittal, no surprise witnesses to change the verdict, he was guilty as charged. According to the law of the day, Jesus got what he deserved. And in most literature, that would probably be the end of the story. Possibility beyond the probable is the nature of religious hope, a hope also symbolized as the kingdom of God. And for its coming, we pray regularly. Christ's resurrected body is the object of the church's faith. Not simply as a miracle wrought by God, but as the centerpiece of the proclamation of the new life in Christ. His risen physical body is important. Both Luke and John present not a ghost or a disembodied spirit, but a living, walking, talking, and eating Jesus, alive as you and me. Too many Christians today, I think, seem comfortable with the idea of a spiritual or ethereal Christ as opposed to a bodily resurrection. A good number of the movies that tell the post-resurrection story leave us thinking that he was just an apparition, perhaps only a figment of the imagination of grieving disciples. The New Testament, including the Gospels and several of the letters, are clear about the body of Jesus having been raised from death. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, Luke quotes Jesus having said. Second century Church Father Ignatius, and like him, Origen in the 3rd century, both sharply warned about the danger of false interpretations of the resurrection. The conclusions of the Trinitarian and Christological discussions of the 4th and 5th centuries affirmed the full reality of human nature in Christ, just as they did the full deity of the Son. And both of those were affirmed. The Christ, being fully human, is essential to humanity's salvation. Other views we refer to as heresy. Luke offers a poignant phrase that possibly describes the one who believes. He says, while in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. The realization of Jesus alive is just too good to be true. One commentator says, too often we live with Murphy's Law tattooed on our brains. Anything that can go wrong likely will. We're guilty of concluding that it's far more likely that things are going to get a whole lot worse. And when we hear a promise from a politician or an upbeat news story, few and far between as they are, we prepare ourselves for the disappointment as we mutter the words once more. We knew it was just too good to be true. Hope spawns the cruelest emotions. We're tempted not to let our guard down, not to believe, because the letdown is so painful to hear. And that's doubt born of fear. And it's most likely the reason most don't or can't hear the Easter message. The classical definition of tragedy is that things go wrong in spite of the most heroic efforts. The classical definition of comedy is that things turn out better than we ever imagined. So if tragedy comes out of the Greco-Roman world in the form of plays, then comedic irony comes out of Israel in the form of Scripture, says biblical scholar Stephen Cooper. Because the Bible is more than just a unique piece of literature. It's literally filled with what is too good to be true. Abraham and Sarah are too old to give birth, so they name their child Isaac, which means one who laughs. Sarah laughed when an angel said she would conceive. Moses was a stutterer and a murderer, wanted by the authorities in Egypt, but becomes the means of liberation of the people of his homeland. David is the least likely of Jesse's sons and becomes Israel's greatest king. The disciples, who never seem to understand what Jesus is about, are the means of carrying the gospel to the world. A Christian persecutor, a Pharisee, no less, by the name of Saul, takes the gospel beyond Jewish boundaries and into the Gentile world. And the greatest surprise, what's too good to be true, is resurrection. Preacher John Claypool once said, God's other name is surprise. Perhaps the disciples in Luke 24, either the two on the road to Emmaus or the ones gathered in Jerusalem that we read about today. And it's interesting that that 24th chapter of Luke actually has two sister passages. Both are accounts of post-resurrection appearances, but they have some things in common. And perhaps in either of those tellings, those who gathered there should not have been surprised at resurrection. In both scenes, Jesus takes care to unlock the scriptures for them, to demonstrate that his journey is the fulfillment of all that Scripture has long anticipated, that the Messiah will suffer, die, and rise from the dead on the third day. There was nothing really of surprise there. Perhaps those disciples are not unlike us, modern-day disciples who, upon hearing the story again, nod our heads in recognition. Oh yes, now we remember. This has happened just the way we have always been told. But it doesn't even end there. What we will be has yet to be revealed, 1 John reminds us. So there's more, even more surprise that Jesus has for his disciples both then and now. Repentance and forgiveness now and forever must be proclaimed by disciples of the risen one. Their purpose in life is to be witnesses. Lest they be tempted to return to fear, God, who has provided what they need, has yet more provision. Power from on high. Wait for it, Jesus says. Wait for it. Jesus among us invites us to journey from fear to trust, from doubt to joy, from grief to witness, and from disbelief to power. He is risen. Risen indeed.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit christchurchcathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@christchurchcathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.